From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a cave where they've been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers taking part in the rescue effort, each of the boys being accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain is falling in the area that's in northern Thailand where they have been trapped in a small bit of dry ground that's inside of that flooded cave since June the 23rd. In the last 5 days since they were found in the cave, the boys have written notes to their families expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to describe his conversations with senior North Korean officials as productive, even though North Korea issued a statement saying that Washington was gangster-like in its insistence for rapid denuclearization.
These are complicated issues. But we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places, a great deal of progress. Other places, there's still more work to be done.
In Japan, where he met with Japanese and South Korean officials, Pompeo said the North diplomats did not push back in his discussions with him. He added that sanctions on Pyongyang would remain for now. North Korea's foreign ministry said discussions with Pompeo were regrettable, and it accused Washington of attempting to unilaterally force Pyongyang to scrap its nuclear weapons program. At least 49 people were killed. More than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan because of mudslides triggered by heavy rains. More than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell in a 24-hour period. This is VOA News. NATO says a U.S. soldier was killed and 2 others wounded in what it called an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. An investigation is underway. The NATO-led Resolute Support Mission has been in Afghanistan since January 2015 to provide training, advice, and assistance to Afghan security forces. The force of some 16,000 troops include service members from 39 NATO nations and allies. UN Refugee Agency says it has a permanent presence in Libya this year, providing humanitarian assistance as well as medical aid to refugees and migrants in detention centers. The UNHCR works with Libyan authorities to obtain the release of vulnerable refugees and their evacuation from Libya. More now from Sabina Castelfranco.
The United Nations is expected to open a new transit center in Tripoli this month, which will have a capacity for 1,000 people. From this gathering and departure facility, candidates for asylum will be evacuated to a UN center in Niamey in Niger to complete their applications, which will allow them to be transferred to resettlement nations. Italy's new populist government recently intensified a crackdown on humanitarian rescue boats operating off Libya. UN officials say the crackdown effects and the Libyan Coast Guard's ineffectiveness at carrying out the rescue of migrants has caused the number of deaths at sea to soar, along with an increase in the number of people being held in Libyan detention centers. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases after widespread violence there broke out in the capital and elsewhere. News reports are saying there was at least 1 death in 2 days of protesting. President Trump will be announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court on Monday to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. George Washington University scholar Jonathan Turley says Justice Kennedy's record of casting critical votes in key cases leaves a void on the high court.
He leaves the court in a calcified state of a hardened left and right with nobody in that middle position.
And John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center tells VOA conservatives now see a chance to solidify a majority of the Supreme Court for years to come. The announcement is likely to set off a major confirmation battle in the Senate, where Republicans hold a narrow majority and where opposition Democrats are planning to wage a fight over Mr. Trump's court nominee. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. The weekend is here, and I've got a great show for you. The first half of the hour is pretty street, with a string of awesome styles like Mchiriku from Tanzania, South African Township Pop, and Kwaito. And my song of the week is a Malawian Babatone band. Now, there's a few Afro beats here and there just to keep you chart toppers happy. And then the second half of today's program features a live studio session with Ti Harea. This a cappella trio of women, cousins from Madagascar, is just amazing. The interview's in French and in English. Now, I've also got Song of the Week and a couple more great tunes for you to keep your weekend groove in check. And finally, some friends join me today. Music Time in Africa interns Sage McLeod and Prince Nesta accompany me throughout the show.
Hey.
Yeah, they're going to pop in on the mic from time to time. So let's get this party started. To whet your appetite for my featured guests, Ti Harea, whom we'll meet later on, here's Anaro Tianake. Let's educate our children.
Mana pa hepa, apa na pa desa peta wana kaza za tunureke.
All right, hello, beauties. That was Tiharea from Madagascar. We get to meet these singing cousins in about 30 minutes. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I have friends with me today.
Hey, hey, this is Sage McLeod.
Hello, Africa, I'm Prince Nesta.
Now, they'll be back with us a little later on to talk about some of their favorite songs in this show. But for now, street music. Street music in Africa is often the most popular music in a local area, a city, a neighborhood, a village. Ironically, though, it's the least likely music to get heard outside of that local place. Jagua Music's Mchiriku is a case in point. They're rock stars among many Tanzanian youth, especially the underclass who dwell in the suburbs of Dar es Salaam. Their performances generate throngs of frenzied, ecstatic young people. Believe me, I know. I saw them in action at the 2016 Sauti za Busara Festival in Zanzibar. Heshima, Respect in Swahili, is one of my favorite tracks from the band's 2012 self-titled album, Jagua Music. Its lead singer, Jackie Kazimoto, sings, "Respect can't be bought in stores, my friends. Respect is not sold. It can't be found in the streets. Mm-mm. Respect is free, my brother. If you respect me, I'll respect you in return. Let's respect one another." Yes, hello, darling listeners. Mambo.
Poa sana.
That was Jagua Music from the streets of Dar es Salaam. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. And from the streets of Dar to those of yesteryear South Africa, here's Nakupenda, a classic by the Madonna of the Townships, the late Mabrrr. Nesta, you love this song by Brenda Fassie.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Well, you're from Kenya too, so you know what Nakupenda means, right?
It means I love you.
Oh. All right, but Brenda also sings a lot in French in this song. She's still saying the same thing though. I love you. Of South African pop, Brenda Fassie, a.k.a. Mabrrr.
It's music time in Africa.
Staying in South Africa, let's listen to a current Kwaito hit by award-winning rapper and music producer Questa. It features American rapper Wale. Now, you know, I've got friends sitting here with me today in the studio. Sage McLeod is one. Sage, you really like this song, don't you?
Full confession, I can't stop listening to this song. It's so good, even as an American, and having, you know, I can't understand the language because it's in Zulu, the language. It's so good, even if I can't understand it. So with Questa's deep voice and then the beat and then add in Wale's rap, which is in English, it's amazing. And I've been a longtime fan of Wale. He did a ton of songs back that I listened to in high school and middle school, like Lotus Flower Bomb and Diary. He was famous for a while. And then
I don't know Wale.
Yeah, he was really famous for a while, and then he kind of like dipped away. Like, no one really knew what like happened with him. He released some albums, no one really listened to them. But now he's back, and this song is crazy. It's so good. Honestly, I can see it on the radio here in America. So.
All right, so he's researched with Questa.
Yes.
All right, let's check it out. This is Spirit.
City say I run it cause I never ever fumble. Every time I say it, make the pretty woman love me. I can be a poor, be a homie, be a plumber. Sunset summer, all black puller. I got more gas than an H3 Hummer. I'm baked up, really, gorilla or grizzly. Landed, let's get it, on the way to Sewer Larry. Let's get it, let's get it. This shit by repetition. My outfit is hit for a Conor McGregor ticket. Wally for long, really the hardest to rep the city. 100 euro by demons, you dreaming of messing with me. Let's
Spirit.
All right, hey peepas, this is Heather Maxwell. We just heard Spirit by Questa featuring Wale. I've got friends with me today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And we'll be right back with more awesome music, song of the week, and a live studio performance and interview with Tiha Rea. So don't touch that dial.
Music time in Africa. Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
This next song, Akwaba, from Ghana, has already been featured on our show, hasn't it, Kwame?
Of course. I mean, I'm already ready to, you know, jump in and give the Akwaba dance.
But we love it so much. So let's crank that up again, and then we'll get to Song of the Week.
Yep.
Single from Ghana by Guilty Beats, Mr. Easy,
Papi Kojo, and Patapa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for Song of the Week.
Yeah.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So this is Misonzi Yangona, or Crocodile Tears, by the band Chipasula Project.
Yeah.
And apparently they are from Chipasula, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
I've been to Lilongwe, not Chipa. Well, maybe Chipasulu. I think it's a small neighborhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lovely.
How was your experience
lovely,
there?
Lovely, lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's produced by Tendai M. Shaba. Mm-hmm. And he sent us the song on Facebook and on email.
Yes, he mm-hmm. was persistent.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the lyrics say, "Why do you hate me? And why do you kill me? What have I done wrong? You want me to drown in the water. You will drown yourself. Crocodile tears." Now, that is very interesting.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I love about this song is the sound of the instruments and the beat. The instruments include a locally made acoustic guitar the Babatone, which is also a locally made bass guitar, but it's also extremely percussive. It's a huge, really impressive looking instrument and really fun to listen to. You'll hear it. And the song also has a violin, some horns, electric bass, and Rhodes electric piano. It's a real mix of earthy, traditional kind of street music with electronic sounds.
Yeah, and I did listen to it. It really, really sounded dope with all the strings you mentioned and everything.
Yeah, so let's listen. Right, so that was Misonzi Ya Ngona by the Chipasula Project from Malawi.
Yep, yep, yep. And that is a pre-release from their forthcoming album, The Other Side of the City, due out sometime 2019. And
that
was
Song of the Week. Gonna run to you.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Only his family.
All right, so here's one that's close to Prince Nesta's heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually a song that reminds me of Kenya, my motherland, Africa. Because when I was coming to the United States like a year ago, I was telling my grandmother, I'm not going to miss Africa. I'm not coming back. And my grandmother was like, oh, yeah, you're going to miss Africa. And then this song just popped up naturally. And she started singing it, and it was such a beautiful piece, Going Back to Africa, originally done in 1964. Wow. It's by a guy called David Amunga. And it, you know, it's a touching song. I would dedicate it as a special dedication going out to all the Africans living in the diaspora. And you know, when you're here, you keep on missing home, your motherland, and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a special dedication to them.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going to say farewell to all people in America. Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going back my home in Africa. I'm going back to my home in Africa. My people are crying for me, so let me go back home, so let me go back home. Happy, happy life. My life in America, such happy, happy life. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. My home of happiness, so let me go back home. So let me go back home.
Honorable countrymen, we've had a wonderful time together. I've enjoyed seeing your mountains and your rivers. I've admired the national character of your people. But you know, home is always sweet, and all my beloved ones live there. And when I remember Africa, how I long to go back home.
I'm going back to Kenya, that part of Africa. I'm going back to Kenya.
All right, that was Going Back to Africa by David Amunga from the early 1960s in Kenya. Nesta's favorite oldie. Well, he and his grandma's favorite, right, Nesta?
Oh, yeah. And shout out to you, Grandma Clarice. Aww. From Kenya. I miss you.
Oh, so sweet. You're inside Music Time in Africa. And today I'm in the studio with my two interns, Sage.
Hey.
And Nesta.
Hello, Africa.
This next song is also related to grandmothers. It's by Esther Dalton, a self-described child of the global culture clash. Her mother is a New Zealander and her father's from Cameroon. Now, Dalton believes her African ancestry makes her gravitate towards certain rhythms and melodies. This song is dedicated to her paternal grandmother, Nesta, and it's aptly entitled Grandmother.
Just have you for a day.
Yeah, that was Grandmother by Esther. This is Heather, and next up, Tijarea. This fabulous all-female cousins trio stopped in for a live performance and interview on June 27th. They sing three pieces for us from Studio 4 in stunning three-part harmony and this guttural, raspy, rhythmic growl. It's an iconic sound of Malagasy singing you're gonna love.
My name is Talike Jele. I'm the leader from the group Tijarea.
I'm Isabel Razafi Miara Manana.
I'm Lara.
Would you like to start out with a song?
Yeah. The title is Mainte, and Mainte means black. Life is not always pink. Sometimes it's gray or black, but life is beautiful, and we enjoy it. Mainte.
Hey, hey, hey. Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzumaza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzumaza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzumaza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzumaza omani tsinge. Mami ayaba. Titane ay tu, tite yani urikia, fai yandu, drati yata tuwe kemberu, siata kalu ahai, drate hule tanza hai,
wehe, mainte, ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Pageda tunu. Na uabubu beti meda inumendu fangi tena uvaza vuraketa tivangi ahai iu tena nga ahai na habeta zaza ahai hey heruwa dua ubera tu heruwa dua ubera tu. Tunga deha turi timasu, tunga deha turi timasu. Madu swazuke hisakafu, madu swazuke hisakafu. Hisakafu ti balahazu, hisakafu ti balahazu. Balahazu tisu wahandu, balahazu tisu wahandu. Zaya zaza kwati mangatu, zaya zaza kwati mangatu.
Maninga
kuna ulera wera we
iye iye ne hata kuhane takeza
hey tadingere terero waikwe marandano terero zaikwe te hilayu vali kurewe mihitangi nao miturewe andotika la vitange hilaitika havara tange tadingere terero waikwe marandano terero zaikwe te hilayu vali kurewe mihitangi nao miturewe andotika la vitange hilaitika havara tange tadingere terero waikwe marandano terero zaikwe te hilayu vali kurewe mihitangi na miturewe andotika la vitange hiletika avaratange
hey ha. Oh, beautiful. So tell me about your group. First of all, are you really sisters?
We are cousins, but when I started the group, it's with my sisters, but now she has their life, and I continue with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And where do you live?
We come from the south of Madagascar, but mm-hmm. now I live in Belgium,
oh.
and the two sisters in Paris.
Yeah. How about another song already?
The next song is Tijarea.
Tijarea, the name of your
the
group.
Name of our group.
Before you start, what does that mean?
Richness, because Madagascar is very, very rich culturally, musically,
mm-hmm.
and we want to share this richness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ti are yau ti angara ai, bokandu yau ti raza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o era we, gasikara o. Ti are yau ti angara ai, bokandu yau ti raza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o era we, gasikara o. Fumba ti pilungu, nau mi fakatea, mi fana lama, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fanga lianda kapitane ndwaza kwe, futa ka uru na habe, saitani andu ikuza izuke, ma. Vulili kwa na reuri ya bati na havi anduaza kwe. Love it say, teti mi gasikara, iye zaindatiu. Love it say, tiange, iye zaindatiu. Love it say, ti are yau tiangara ai, wakandu yau tiraza ai, gasikara au tane bezuke. Gasikara uera we, gasikara. Ti are yau tiangara ai, wakandu yau tiraza ai, gasikara au tane bezuke. Gasikara uera we, gasikara. Fumba ti pilungu, nau mi fakatea, mi fana lama, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fanga lianda kapitane ndwaza kwe, futa ka uru na habe, zaitani andru ikuza izuke, ma. Fulili kwa na reuri ya bati na havi ya nduwaza kwe. Love it say, tetimu igasikara, iye zaindatiu. Love it say, tiange, iye zaindatiu. Love it say. Love it say, tetimu igasikara, iye zaindatiu. Love it say, tiange, iye zaindatiu. Love it say. Ti are yau tiangara ai, mbokandu yau tiraza ai, gasikara au tane bezuke.
Thank you. Beautiful. So tell me how Madagascan music is unique to Africa.
La musique malgache est un mélange de tout, mais avec le temps, c'est comme le vin qui se bonifie.
Ah.
Nous sommes très métissés.
She said they're very mixed in Madagascar, and she mentions that, like a good wine, with time, this mixing becomes something very delicious. So what is this song you're going to do?
Cette chanson s'appelle Voatse.
Voatse.
Voatse. Et cette chanson parle de la vie quotidienne à Madagascar, que le chant fait partie de notre vie quotidienne.
She says the song is a song about life and the field, which is an integral part of life in Madagascar.
Et cette chanson raconte la vie d'une femme qui pleure et elle pleure en chantant.
And this is a song about a woman named Pearl who is sad and she's crying, but she's also singing.
Is a nagala kwivu atse
tala tala rubia kamisi tuma sabute
Izana gala kuivu wate
tala tala rubia kamisi tuma sabute
Vous êtes tala tala rubia kamisi tuma sabute
Gorgeous. Wow, thank you so much. And vous avez quelques albums aussi.
Oui, nous avons trois albums.
They have three albums.
Oui, le premier s'intitule Tiharea.
Mm-hmm. The first one's just called Tiharea.
Et le deuxième, c'est Riampela, qui veut dire les femmes. The Et second, ça, c'est sorti en 2003.
In 2003, there was one...
Riampela.
Riampela. About women.
Women, yeah.
Okay.
Et la troisième, c'est Vulambita, qui est sortie en 2009.
And Vulambita is the third one that came out in 2009.
Et depuis, on ne sort plus des albums, mais on chante.
Since then, they haven't made any more albums, but they sing a lot. Last question, dernière question. Est-ce que le Madagascar vous manque?
Terriblement.
Terribly. I asked her if they miss Madagascar because they all live in Europe, and she answered, terriblement. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a real pleasure.
Merci à vous.
Merci. Merci. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Tihareya from Inside the VOA here in Washington, and we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me, folks. And special thanks to Tihareya and to my friends here, Kwame Ofori, Prince Nesta.
Thanks so much for inviting us to the studio.
And Sage McLeod.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Thanks for having us.
On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.
but this in a move aliabu.